That's the planning commission meeting.
DILO. 295.
You see Don?
Yeah.
There you are, you're right there. And I'll send it to Gary too.
So are we too late for advertising it as? Good, okay, so we're on the same page. I don't want to be thinking that I'm expected at a meeting when I'm not.
Well, yeah, because.
Wait a minute. The meeting for the planning meeting?
Yeah, your planning meeting.
We're on the 8th day now.
Yeah.
8th day of what?
It's 7 to 10 day, 7 to 30 days, right?
Yeah, but the schedule for advertising is what you have to make.
I don't think anybody advertises tomorrow.
Nope.
What's tomorrow?
Tuesday.
I've been up too early, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So if you're into the Pocono Record, in the first half of the week, they don't advertise till the weekend.
But we haven't heard from them anyway, about yes or no to it.
Well, I don't know why, we were trying to schedule a joint meeting with the planning board and the water authority.
Right.
Not with them, so.
Yeah.
Let them go before the planning board.
That's all, let it go before the planning board first. I ain't concerned about them.
Right.
Why don't we have a discussion about it now and say to them, why don't you present your plan to the planning commission, but it's too late for the supervisors to advertise for a joint meeting. And the planning commission will review it.
That's what we just said.
Supervisors, right.
Yeah, let it go to just the planning.
Yeah. Because I actually have a little bit of an issue next Tuesday. I might be zooming in anyway, so.
Well, did anybody contact Andy to let him know that there was an expectation of them participating?
No, the letter went to him and I got copied.
Okay, so Shauna, please make sure that Andy knows that we would like him to participate, to run that meeting potentially, and to participate in the planning meeting on Tuesday, that we expect the applicant to be there.
We expect the applicant for DEPG to be there.
Sure. If he doesn't know that he's requested and authorized, he might not jump to that conclusion. What brings you out to visit us today, Phil?
Well, this fella's going to rent my place.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't know if this is the right place to come or not, you know.
Probably would have been planning.
Planning board?
I would think.
Oh, come on.
Zoning. What are you going to be doing?
Right now, I'm a renting option to buy his property. So I like to know. I know in the past was a grandpa law and all kind of stuff in zoning. So I don't want to be investing money in something, turn me down and not to able to do what I plan to do. So I just want to see with the zoning, what's the zoning situation. And what I want to do, road service, mobile, like equipment repair, like a lot of, I have already customer, like a construction company that have a construction equipment. So I'm going to have one or two crew to send to fix some equipment on the site. Sometimes they have some issue, they can't start the machine or some hoses are blowing, so you know that's what's gonna happen. And I probably gonna do light road service because I have a lot of contract with Amazon. So a lot of equipment gets stuck or doesn't start in the morning, so I may send a crew to get them start, to get them on the road and stuff like that. I have already business in different location, so it's not like if this don't happen, I'm out. I'm going to still use this for office, and you know, but I want to see if it's possible to park one or two or more equipment at the parking where he used to keep his equipment.
And it's already approved for vehicle repair, because that's what Kyle is.
Well, oh, it's Kyle's facility?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's approved. It's approved from grandfather. It's grandfathered in from me.
Right.
So, you know,
well, if it's the same as what Kyle's already doing in the same facility, Kyle's already doing
Jimmy
it.
Walker.
No, no, but that's what you say, it's approved.
Yeah, he's taking
automotive, you're talking about automotive revelations.
Yeah.
So that means there's going to be no issue.
It's continuously, it was continuously operating there, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, talk to Sean. Sean is the one who would give you the permit.
Yeah, you'd have to make an application for a permit with the zoning office.
Yeah, that's what I want to get, I want to see to get application for occupancy permit.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, fill out a zoning application, get it into to Sean's office. And let
because him another day we stop by.
Tonight?
No.
No.
Why not?
He's only by appointment only. We're in the process of looking at new ones.
Yeah. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Bob.
Did you want to have an executive session to discuss that personal
yes,
matter?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Exec session?
Make a personal motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
I'll second it. All in favor?
How you doing?
So, and they're going to buy traps and like the burlap sack and other for individual homeowners.
Cool stuff.
And they're going to have an event where they're going to give those out at the back Road Brewery.
Do we have anyone with us?
No, Bill came and then he left.
Bill came and left.
Okay.
All right, I'll call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In the absence of Mr. Williams, who is not with us this evening, I'm going to be chairing this meeting. I would like to start with a moment of silence. We understand that one of our zoning board members, Phyllis Simpson, passed away.
Sorry to hear about Phyllis.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Bill's back.
Oh, okay. We are too.
It's not the same about her in the front seat. It's not.
Well, she hasn't been here in a while.
Well, I know. It hasn't been the same in a while.
Yeah. I will make a motion to table the minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Shauna, the treasurer's report, please.
After the last meeting, I received $5,957.28 of ambulance tax, $35,743.50 of real estate tax, $1,948.59 from real estate transfer tax, $150 from sewage, $522.84 from code inspections, and $1,300 from zoning. That's it.
Thank you. Did you have a request for transfers today? There's nothing on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
No, it's on your secretary's report.
Oh, it got put in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it's on number.
Okay, well, we can take care of it now.
Thank you.
Wayne investment to Wayne payroll for the March 31 payroll and tax payments. Quarterly taxes. I will make a motion to approve the $15,000 transfer from the Wayne Bank investment account to the Wayne payroll account for the March 31st payroll and tax payments.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Are we in good shape for starting payroll through the payroll company?
I sent all the information that they asked for.
Okay.
So they are asking for some time so that they can set up to start the payroll.
So probably the first week of the new quarter, you think, or that's like another 2 weeks roughly?
Right. Next payroll is on March 31.
So probably after that.
Right.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report. I'll make a motion that we table that since the roadmaster's not present.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Do you have anything for zoning?
After the last meeting, 5 zoning permits were issued. 2 of those were, all of those were for change of uses. 2 of those were for personal service shop, and the rest are for professional office.
And Tony, you're aware that an application was submitted, you said?
The...
Next door?
AutoZone.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to communicate with Sean?
I'm going to communicate with Sean and find out what the status of his review is.
Very good. We appreciate that. Thank you. Public participation.
My only question, the zoning officer who passed away, what was her name?
Zoning Hearing Board.
Zoning Hearing Board, what, rather, Zoning Hearing Board.
Phyllis Simpson.
What's her first name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yeah. How long was she in that position?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Do you have any idea, Kevin,
4 years.
How long Phyllis was on
5
there?
5 years?
No, her term was renewed last year.
So it's got to be at least 6.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 6 years.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Quite a while. I don't recall.
I think actually it's even longer than that, because I think she was renewed once and came up for the renewal again. The first time she came in for her renewal, I think she came in with a walker or something, didn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
Was that the first time?
Yeah, and then the last time she didn't show, but she didn't send a letter of resignation, so.
No, she was here. She sat right in the front
row.
No,
not the last time. Not this past time.
Well, her term wasn't up this year.
No, I don't mean this year. The last time her term was up. Yeah, well, it's 6 or better.
Yeah.
And that's S-I-M-P-S-O-N, correct, on this phone?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other public participation? No? Hearing none. Shauna, the secretary's report?
Sure. I have some correspondence as well.
There we are.
Okay. United States Department of Agriculture sent a proposed action for spongy moth infestation separation treatment on the Great Ours National Historic Site property. UGI sent a code violation letter for a property. Pike County Light and Power. Nicole Harmon is working on an updated list of the streetlights that still remain to be upgraded to LED fixtures. Hickory Hills Estates, Sherry Miller wrote that their annual meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 24, 2025, pending supervisor's approval. Proposed comprehensive plan for Milford Township, I sent it to the county planning and adjacent municipalities. PennDOT informed about potential resurfacing planned by PennDOT for the next several years in Pike County, Pennsylvania. Pike County Planning, Mr. Mrazinski informed that Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau is looking for individuals, groups to sign up for the Pick Up the Poconos event, which will take place on April 26. Pike County Conservation District sent an incompleteness letter for a lot in Milford Highlands. Mr. Matt Roberts from HRG wrote that a letter from Milford Township should suffice instead of an adoption resolution for the Act 537 plan. Leanna Ventile, the Pike County Tax Administrator, sent a summary of municipal tax revenue. And Joanne Donnelly from CDD invited to their ribbon cutting ceremony on March 19, 2025. And that's all.
The incompleteness letters went out to all of us, right? That's the one you sent us?
Right.
Okay.
Shauna, if you get that Pike County Light and Power correspondence, I guess Gary was expecting it to come in today. But given that I'll be testifying before the PUC tomorrow, and that will be one of the subjects, if it comes in, I'm going to need to have it right away.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's yours.
That was in the bin. I wanted to make sure you saw it.
Okay. That's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. Fidelity and crime coverage proposal. I'm going to make a motion that we table that till July. Take a look at that again when we have a better sense on where we are transfer tax in our budget.
I'll agree with that. So I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Zoning map update.
Fun.
Who wants to start? You may as well, Mr. Jones.
It appears that there was more maps made than we thought. For instance, this one that has four different colors on it, which mm-hmm. we don't have four different zones.
Right.
So.
That's the one that was low growth public
and that's
low
the one,
growth private.
Right, that's the one that the county had a copy of, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that one, we're going to have to just take this thing. Go for, I'm in the process of pulling some more paperwork, because I do have paperwork that I can put towards it, that was stuff that was already done. As a matter of fact, I think I just came across a letter from the county about the 97 map. So, can we table, we'll just table this to the next meeting, and let me get more information together.
Well, the issue with the previous map, the majority of the 94, which reminds me of something.
91.
95.
No, the 95 properties.
Oh, the 95 properties.
Was Hickory Hills, was it not?
Hickory Hills was a big issue because that was taken out of the residential
and
put into DD by mistake. And me and Kevin had gone up, met with the county plan and showed them all the paperwork where the mistake was made, and they agreed. But that's the bulk of your 95 properties right there.
Right. So I'm fine with tabling it to the next meeting, and we can, you know, if you think you're going to have progress on it at that point. But
well, I just came across some stuff today, and I figured it's time to go back to, I was talking to Kevin, we're going to go back right to 86 when the 1,000 feet back on both sides of the road was done, because there's specific language in there, and I'm going to see if I can find those minutes. I found all the paperwork that I was missing. I have everything on the Don Quick property.
Even these maps that we have in our hands tonight show something different. Then this actually shows part of it in a residential zone.
Plus, Kevin, do you remember when Hickory Hills went in?
No, since I came up here. It went in right around that time. I remember working on it. We put the big model in the front.
Hickory Hills is going to be
like 82?
You know, using our building, and I think it might behoove us to ask to be on their agenda and talk with them about this. So that if our intent is to adopt the map that we have been looking at.
I don't know if it was that old.
I think that's when they put the, it would have been, you know, I was at Borden's office, so I left Borden's office in 86. And by the way, I don't know if you knew or not, Kevin, but Randy passed away.
Really?
Yeah, he passed away Saturday night.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
But, yeah.
But I think that model's been, the original model, which is now kind of like separate and distinct, I think is from the early 80s.
Yeah. All right. Now I got an idea where to look.
It might have even been pre-zoning.
No.
No, it was post-zoning.
Zoning started in 86. So.
86, so it had to be 86, 87.
Yeah. No,
because that,
because we had a long discussion about keeping just the house. Commercial.
Yep.
The model home and office.
And we're out of here, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right.
Adam put that in as a draft.
But I agree. I agree to table it.
So what? We can move forward on the.
Yeah, so we, until
plan.
We get, until what? We find out what.
30 years, 40
the one
years
that I gave you at the last meeting. Because that's
the
exactly
one that
the way
we felt
is.
That we were moving forward to.
Pretty close,
right.
Isn't it?
How can I not find it?
Shows you how old
we're getting. Today I feel it.
None of the appendices appear to be attached here with this one. I think that we should talk with Greenwood Hills mm-hmm. about this so that they're not surprised.
Hickory Hills.
Hickory Hills, I'm sorry.
We don't want to get Greenwood Hills involved
at all. It's been way too long of a day already.
I think the discussion we had at planning was to maybe contact the association.
The association that'll be using our meeting room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be a good idea to attend that meeting.
Yes.
And ask to be on their agenda and talk with them about it.
Because they're really the main one that is affected.
Right, and you and I, you went over the setbacks, as initially there was initially something from Sean saying, I'm afraid if we do this, we'll create non-conforming lots, but the setbacks actually would give them 5 more feet of their property that was usable under residential than what they have now under the DD. So it's not going to create non-conforming lots because they were already... the ones that are built were built under the
I can tell you every house that was built there was built under residential code.
I would not involve the association until I knew what move we were going to make to set the map.
I thought we were moving with the map that we have been now talking about that we were putting in the comprehensive plan.
Because Bob has other information.
I want to just bring more information to back up what's on that map.
What I'm saying is, are you going to, there's two different ways that you can do it, as I understand. You can do it with a general open hearing, or you can notify all of the specific residents. And we discussed having a general open hearing. So I would just use caution about contacting a homeowners association before you know which plan you're taking. But it's my personal opinion.
Understood. The county letter seemed to indicate that we should be required to notify all those 94 property owners. So,
quite honestly, the county has not been helpful in this.
No.
I would say that's an understatement.
I think we'll leave it at that.
Okay, that was a motion to table?
Yep.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You can, the next one you can eliminate because I'm satisfied that section in the zoning ordinance takes care of it.
Okay.
I'm satisfied.
So we will strike that item from the future agenda. No need to move forward with a rule on the memo conditional use.
Correct.
Next is zoning officer position.
All right, we received 2 applications for the zoning position. One from Stephanie Gallinat. Her and her family, the Ferrusis, own 510. Route 6 and 209. Doesn't indicate whether it has a background in zoning or not.
Doesn't seem to indicate it that there is one, no.
No. Just management positions. And the other application is from Mr. Dwayne Kuhn, who has been a zoning officer for Milford Borough for quite a few years in the past. Now, he was also a zoning officer in Dingman and Delaware Township. Any comments on either one? Did you have a chance to review them yet?
I have reviewed them, yes.
Okay. I mean, at this point, I would say because of the zoning background and the fact that our zoning officer is only interim, I would like to make a motion to appoint Dwayne Kuhn as the zoning officer starting beginning of the following month.
April 1st.
April 1st.
And what compensation?
Well, he's asking for 18 to 20 an hour. What do we pay now?
Sean is like 15, isn't he?
15.50. And the commissions from permits.
Will there be an overlap?
Yes, there will be, because there's gonna... We also want, well, we gotta talk to Sean too, because I'd like for Sean to finish a couple of the things that he started. I wouldn't want to shove Dwayne in the middle.
Of what specifically do you mean?
I would like to see Sean finish with the EPG, unless he wants to bring Dwayne up to date on it, where Dwayne is.
Ooh, that's gonna take a... I think it would be...
I mean AutoZone, sorry.
AutoZone.
Well, I think AutoZone, it might be best for him to finish the portion that he's working on right now for AutoZone.
Right, but he'd have to bring Dwayne up to speed on what he's done so far.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think would be something that we should specifically
ask. Everything he's doing right now would be considered, I guess, office hours. So he would get paid for his time that he's spending on it. Okay, and also, I just so everybody knows, Dwayne also put he would be available whenever he's needed, and he would definitely be here on Mondays from 9 to 1.
And as I disclosed earlier, I've worked with Mr. Kuhn before in both Delaware Township and Dimon Township. And I have no problems whatsoever with him.
And as I told everybody else, he would call me earlier and apologize. He intended on coming tonight, but he had a prior commitment that he had to make.
Okay, so the motion is to hire Dwayne Kuhn as the new zoning officer effective April 1st, and to request that Sean complete the layer he's working on with open application and make sure that Dwayne is up to speed on that before he concludes his service, and to hire him at a compensation of...
I would say the same thing. Sean's getting 15.50. I mean, he's asking for 18 at a minimum.
Right, but he didn't ask for commission, did he?
No, that was hourly. He knows it's commission based.
So he was expecting both?
Yeah.
18 plus the commission.
Right.
Do you think he'll accept?
I think he'll accept it. I mean, I thought the office hours, I think I made the same thing when I was on the officer.
Yeah,
all right, so there's a motion to offer the position to him at 15.50
an hour.
Plus
his commissions on, 50% of all the permit fees.
Issued permits. Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Please make sure that you clearly communicate with Sean that we're offering the position.
Yeah, I'll give Sean a call tomorrow.
Sean, yes, Bill.
Yeah, is that the same Dwayne Kuhn that used to work for the Milford Borough?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So he's got a lot of experience as a zoning officer.
Oh, yeah.
You also served in other townships as well, you said?
Yeah, Dingman's, Delaware.
He used to.
What is the name again? I'm sorry.
Dwayne.
D-W-A-Y-N-E?
Yeah. D-U-A-N-E.
D-U-A-N-E.
K-U-H-N.
And the last name?
K-U-H-N.
K-U-H-N.
We're giving you stereo.
Stereo. Symphonic.
Didn't you have somebody else in training, though, for that position, or no?
I wasn't able to do it.
Okay.
That should probably be reflected in the minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That the zoning officer trainee...
Yeah, that's right, because we didn't make a motion on
withdrew
that.
Withdrew his...
Larry Jackham.
Didn't accept the position.
Lawrence Jackham did not accept the position.
Okay, very good.
So I need to report, to be correct, that he's offered the position at this time. He has not been appointed. He's been offered the position.
No, he was offered the position and turned it down.
No, Dwayne.
Dwayne is offered.
Dwayne's
offered. Yes. This person.
Yes.
Yeah, he's being offered the position.
He's appointed.
He hasn't been appointed yet.
He's appointed subject to his willingness to accept.
Okay. Got it.
Very good. We have received a resignation from Mike Rapecki from the Zoning Hearing Board. He was the brand new person, and he has accepted some other activities and is not going to be available. So,
well, his job description changed, and now they got him being away for months at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did receive a letter from him, so we are going to be looking for Zoning Hearing Board.
Yes.
Alternates and members, both at this point.
Both at this point.
And so we request anyone who's interested, who resides in the township, to please send a letter to the office and let us know their interest. And we'll take that, I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Mike Rapecki. That's about all we can do.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
He did say if everything's changed, he would like the chance to come back, and he wants everybody to know that he does want to help the community.
Very good. Section 407 of the zoning ordinance, which was sent to the Water Authority for comments, we at this point have not had a response as to a date that would work for the Water Authority.
Or comments.
At the last meeting, I believe we acted to let the Water Authority know that if we did not hear back from them, we were going ahead and send that to the county. Since we have not heard back from them, I'll make a motion that we send the draft language from 407 to the county for review.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Eastern Pike Act for 537 Plan HRG Correspondence. I'll let you take that, Tony.
Well, after all the going back and forth with the resolution, what I said originally, they're okay with. That's a letter from the township.
And can you, for the good of the folks in the audience, explain what that letter is?
Well, the letter that they're looking for would be to allow the Forest Main line to go through the township, and the letter would also indicate that the Milford Water Authority would own, operate, and maintain the line, and that Milford Township will bear no cost or responsibility for it. So that's what they're looking for. And I think that should come from the township.
As opposed to you writing it, is that what
you're
saying?
As opposed to me writing it, yeah. Because if it goes on my letterhead, it'll be 6 more months before it happens.
Well, are you opposed to write the draft?
He said, are you proposing to write the draft?
Well, I think your best bet is a one-paragraph letter saying that, no, we don't have any objection to what we've already said. The proposed transmission sewer line can run through the township, provided it complies with all zoning, if any. All ordinances, if any, and the Water Authority will own. We acknowledge the Water Authority will own, operate, and maintain the sewage line, and that the township will have no cost or responsibility for it.
Do you get all that?
Yes. And I believe that is all language that's in your email. Very good.
So it's in there. You just have to pick it out. That should come from the township. It should go directly to HRG, and I would copy the commissioners and DEP.
Okay.
The only thing is, we want to make sure that we put something in as long as it's in compliance with all township ordinances.
Yeah.
And that was in your email, was it not?
Yes.
One question, why are we concerned with who owns it? Why are we concerned?
I think it's to make it clear that we aren't going to own it.
We're not going to own it. Mm. The Water Authority owns it. We don't want the Water Authority to cease operation and all of a sudden Hey, Milford Township, here's your sewer line. I've seen that before.
Well, I don't know that Milford Township can abdicate its responsibility under the law that if the water authority abandoned it after they built it.
This is the letter that's going to go in to DEP in support of the plan.
Gotcha.
No other letter is going to go in other than that. So if DEP wants to come back and say, well, we're here for you to undertake responsibility for this line, we're going to say,
go talk to Milford Borough.
Don't you remember that Milford Water Authority was going to own and operate it? And so you better go talk to Milford Borough, because if the authority's not there, it's their line.
I have a question. HRG is the management company for this project.
Engineer.
HRG is the engineer
for the study.
For the Act 537 plan and study that was supposed to be the genesis of the Act 537 plan.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It says here on the agenda, correspondence. Is that a correspondence the township received from HRG, though?
There is correspondence we received, yes, requesting us to do first a resolution and then accepting the concept of a letter.
Yeah, in February they were talking about a resolution, and I found that we didn't really need to do a resolution, and they agreed on March 6th that a letter would suffice.
And that resolution would say that the township at this point bears no responsibilities at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Make a motion that we draft a letter.
With the language
based off of what we have here, with the allowing the transmission line to go through, that Milford Township is taking no responsibility for maintenance, repairs, or fees,
et cetera, as laid out in Tony's email.
Et cetera, as laid out in Tony's email.
And all appropriate ordinances need to be.
Yeah.
That's I'm just writing it right out here.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Because it's on the aquifer.
Mm-hmm. It's in proximity to the community well. Consideration of an application for the PMVB grant program. The Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau, Vacation Bureau, whichever, has their facade improvement grant program open until the 3rd of April. Given that we have developed cost estimates for our facade improvement program, I would request permission to file a grant application with the PMVB for our facade project.
Did you make a motion?
Mm-hmm. I will make that as a motion.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Local Government Week. Local Government Week is coming up on the 14th to 18th of April. And PSATS has some documents we can use for PR and for social media, etc. And I wanted to just bring it up and see if we wanted to move forward with Local Government Week. They had a number of activities that they suggest, and at some future point I would like to see us do a couple of them. I'm not sure that we have time to prepare, for example, a flag design contest for the township for this year, or an art contest, or they had a number of suggestions that PSATS puts out, but I think we could at least begin the process with a proclamation or resolution recognizing Local Government Week, which I certainly can put together off of PSAT's draft up.